Looking to wake up feeling truly rested? Discover the difference of Tempur. Available now at Harvey Norman. Crafted with Tempur material, Tempur mattresses precisely adapt to your body's shape, weight, and temperature, helping to relieve pressure and reduce tossing and turning for a more restful night's sleep. Choose from the Tempur Ease collection, the cooling comfort of Tempur Breeze, or experience the ultimate in luxury with the Tempur Pro Lux Adapt, delivering exceptional body-conforming support and premium comfort, exclusive to Harvey Norman. Complete your sleep sanctuary with a Tempur adjustable base, including the Aspire Elite 2.0, Ergo 2.0, Ascend and Leora ranges, exclusive to Harvey Norman. Enjoy personalized comfort features including head and foot elevation, massage functions, and relaxing zero gravity positioning. Experience sleep that's uniquely yours. Visit your local Harvey Norman store today and experience the Tempur difference. Go!
You're listening to SBS News.
Speculation is mounting that the government could abandon gambling reform altogether, rather than accept sweeping changes as it seeks to find a path through the Senate. On Thursday, the prospect resurfaced in reporting from the ABC amid ongoing deadlock and dissent after Prime Minister Anthony Albanese initially raised it last month.
This is good reform. This is a major step forward, and the Parliament should vote for it. If they don't, then you do have the option of the status quo.
The legislation will be back in focus over coming weeks, but the government's reform package has found no friends yet and even sparked claims it's worse than the status quo. The chief advocate for the Alliance for Gambling Reform, Tim Costello, says the debate has drifted from what the public wants and become ridiculous. He says the government should come back to the table and negotiate.
Oh, well, that is absolutely shocking if they're seriously considering that. And the public won't wear it. And even caucus members, friends of Peter Murphy, the late courageous Peter Murphy, are very unlikely to wear that. They're threatening to do that simply because the Liberals rightly said they want to move on inducements that betting companies offer.
The issue of inducements or promotions for problem gamblers hit the headlines this week with explosive allegations from former NRL star Luke Bateman at a two-day Senate inquiry. The former gambling addict outlined an extreme example, saying he'd been flown into state to attend race days with alcohol, food and drugs supplied.
Before getting there, your VIP manager would offer you, go, hey, mate, what drugs do you want? Do you want a couple of bags for this weekend? We'll organise that for you. We'll have that ready for you when you get here.
Independent Senator for the ACT, David Pocock, sat on that inquiry.
It's no surprise after what we heard over 2 days of hearings that the Labor Party voted against any scrutiny. They voted against the Senate inquiry into their own bill, because it's basically friendless. The only people who want this bill to pass are the gambling industry.
He says he wouldn't be surprised if the government withdrew its legislation, but argues there are many in the Labor Party who want more far-reaching reforms.
One of the things that became very clear from the Senate inquiry is that this is not evidence-based policy that has been developed by the department. They were very clear that this package was developed in cabinet.
Tim Costello says it's the Prime Minister who's obstructing stronger laws.
Yeah, look, I don't actually think it's Labor. I think it's the Prime Minister. I think it all comes down to him. He has been stubborn, and we do not know why. Is it his fear of free-to-air TV punishing him? Is it his fear and relationship with Peter Vlandias, chair of the NRL and Racing New South Wales, or the AFL? Is it donations that sports betting companies make to the ALP? We don't know, but it really comes down to just the Prime Minister holding this up.
The Minister for Communications and Sport, Annika Wells, says the government is still open to negotiation.
I saw the ABC reporting about the Prime Minister's comments in the Parliament last sitting fortnight. That's some weeks ago now, and I'd say we're some ways off that. Yep, I'm having constructive discussions with both the Shadow Communications Minister for the Coalition and the Shadow Communications Spokesperson for the Greens. We'll keep those discussions going. We'd love to see this passed.
Senator Pocock says there are three key issues he'd like to see action on, in line with a landmark report produced by a Senate inquiry that was chaired by late Labor MP Peter Murphy.
The three big things are a phased-in ban on all gambling ads, banning all inducements, and setting up a national regulator.
As it currently stands, Labor's bill wouldn't set up a national regulator, opting instead to strengthen the existing self-exclusion register and doing little on inducements. For broadcast TV, it would impose a limit of 3 gambling ads per hour between 6 a.m. and 8:30 p.m., with a complete ban during live sport broadcasts during those hours. Gambling ads would also be banned on the radio during school drop-off and pick-up times, and the legislation would introduce a ban on gambling ads in sports venues and on players' uniforms. But Shadow Minister for Regional Communications Anne Webster has told the ABC in some instances the bill could actually water down existing protections for children.
Ads will continue in children's primetime TV. They will continue right up to 5 minutes before the game. And, you know, they'll be able to do gambling ads when there's a goal scored, which currently does not exist. So to answer your question, will this bill make it better or worse? It will make it worse. If gambling ads are going to increase because of this bill, that's a fail.
Critics have also raised substantial concerns about a so-called triple lock system, which would ban minors from seeing gambling ads on streaming services if the account is held in their own name, but require adults to opt out. Tim Costello says Labor's plan to ban betting logos in sports stadiums and on jerseys is a good step forward, as well as a move to prevent high-profile people being used in advertising. On the other hand, he says the legislation leaves the door open to more targeting of addicts and children, and it's not clear on the whole whether it's better or worse than current arrangements.
Well, the worst features are that it's still 3 gambling ads an hour on free-to-air TV, and it's effectively open slather for gambling ads on streaming. So more and more people watch live sport on streaming. If you haven't opted out, and we know from SBS's experience giving the opt-out option where less than 1% have taken it up, it's really difficult to opt out. We say it should be an opt-in. No gambling ads, but if you want them, you can opt in and get them.
What it would take for the Greens or the Coalition to opt into the government's bill remains to be seen, but Labor will need to win over one of the two to pass its reforms. Parliament returns next week from its midwinter break. T. Mitchell, SBS News.
Looking to wake up feeling truly rested? Discover the difference of Tempur. Available now at Harvey Norman. Crafted with Tempur material, Tempur mattresses precisely adapt to your body's shape, weight and temperature, helping to relieve pressure and reduce tossing and turning for a more restful night's sleep. Choose from the Tempur Ease collection, the cooling comfort of Tempur Breeze, or experience the ultimate in luxury with the Tempur Pro Lux Adapt, delivering exceptional body-conforming support and premium comfort, exclusive to Harvey Norman. Complete your sleep sanctuary with a Tempur adjustable base, including the Aspire Elite 2.0, Ergo 2.0, Ascend and Leora Rangers, exclusive to Harvey Norman. Enjoy personalized comfort features including head and foot elevation, massage functions, and relaxing zero gravity positioning. Experience sleep that's uniquely yours. Visit your local Harvey Norman store today and experience the Tempur difference.